Raise the stakes. Throughout this book, we've encouraged you in various ways to raise the stakes, to dream bigger, to include more of the world in your dreams, and to embody the most powerful and evolved form of yourself. The wonderful thing about raising the stakes in these ways is that while your potential winnings increase greatly, your potential losses don't. While playing bigger than ever, you become more supported and more resilient, and if you fall, you'll fall more softly. When we started the Dragon Tree, we had many conversations about what the whole purpose of the business was. For years, we had been doing the work that's laid out in these pages, and we realized that it wasn't work we could just do in our spare time. It was a full-time job, and therefore, we needed to begin to treat our careers and every other facet of our lives as an extension of the personal urge to heal and evolve. The broader our perspective became, the more convinced we were that our overarching purpose was to promote peace. All the problems of the world would either disappear or be overcome by a global community of peaceful, united individuals. Our motto became, "A peaceful world begins with a peaceful you." From that point onward, our efforts took on new meaning. When we stayed up all night to paint the walls of our spa, it wasn't just so that we'd be able to pay our rent. We were doing it out of commitment to our purpose. The business acquired a life of its own. We raised the stakes and the prizes got bigger. The spa attracted staff members who were as passionate about cultivating peace as we were. Every decision was informed by the mission. Opportunities arose. Resources became available, sometimes as if by magic, for us to help more people. We've overcome obstacles that appeared insurmountable, and the only explanation that makes sense is that our purpose pulls big strings in the world. While we attempt to stay clear and grounded, of course we have times when we're destabilized by our circumstances and our own runaway minds, and sometimes we act like cranky babies. But when we remember our commitment to peace, this usually brings us back into alignment rather quickly. We've noticed that our personal fluctuations are reflected in our relationship with the world. When we get off track internally, we see it reflected externally. Whether this comes from a shift in the way we treat the world, or a subtler push and pull between us and our environment, it reminds us that we're inseparable from our container, which is precisely why a peaceful world must begin with a peaceful us and a peaceful you. Our shared well life. You probably have a desire to affect the world in a positive way. It may be a desire that's hidden or long ago deemed unrealistic. You may be unsure of how to make it happen. You may doubt that it's possible, and you may feel a little sheepish about dreaming so big. But why do you think you are attracted to a book like this? Now that you've begun tending to the health of your mind and body, releasing the snares of your past, living with integrity, fortifying your resources, honoring your values, gifts, and purpose, clarifying your true desires, connecting to your highest self, practicing rituals to anchor meaning and magic into every day, magnifying your intentions, honing your efficiency skills, and opening yourself to opportunity, there's no good reason to deprive the world of your greatness. You might want to argue that you still have a long way to go on these aspirations, and it's true, we all have a lifetime's work of growth ahead of us, which is why it makes no sense to wait until you're finished before you'll start including the world in your well life. We come back to these principles over and over, growing in new ways, remembering things about ourselves that we hoped never to forget, and we invite you to join us. Treat this material not as something to learn and master once and for all, but as a resource that will always steer you toward the truth. Your well life is interconnected with the wellness of the world. Supporting the peace, balance, and happiness of the world around you is integral to having these qualities in a genuine way in your own life. Likewise, cultivating these qualities within yourself by being an enthusiastic participant in this lifetime of work helps engender them in the world. Ultimately, you see, Your personal well-life is inseparable from our collective well-life. Let's make it exceptional together.